Hey, it's Kim Commando Today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I always like to start with something interesting, and it was 9 years ago that Jeff Bezos sat on the CBS show 60 Minutes and announced that Amazon would one day soon be making deliveries of their packages by using drones. Well, guess what? Prime Air is going to be launching. I've talked about it already here on the show in Lockford, California later this year, and I'll tell you, they're not too happy about it. I read that some guy said he's going to use the drones as target practice. It's like skeet shooting with prizes, right? Don't do that. It's illegal. And now, rejoice, Prime Air is coming to College Station, Texas, home of Texas A&M University. I mean, it's bound to happen. It really is. We're going to have drones. They make perfect sense for lightweight packages, definitely under 10 pounds. You know, and pizza outfits are also getting in the drone delivery business. I mean, that's just not pie in the sky talk here. Yes, I heard you laugh. I heard you laugh at that. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to America's largest show about all things digital, your most trusted source. It's called The Kim Commando Show. You can find us on, like I'd say, over 425 stations from coast to coast. So blessed. And also, we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, over at getkim.com. And a special thank you goes out to all of our listeners in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force who are protecting our great nation while I speak and listening on the American Forces Network Radio. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, let's start with five things that you need to know about consumer tech that will keep you up to date, make a difference on how you use devices, what you should buy, what you should spend your money on. Speaking of, I am spending my money on this. Have you ever wondered what you'd look like if you were a Power Ranger, an X-Wing pilot, a Ghostbuster, a Power Ranger, as I said twice, or Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe? Ever wonder, how would I really look if I could be one of those folks? Well, now you can. Hasbro's coming out with something that they're calling the Selfie Series. Here's how it works. You download the Hasbro Plus app, and you take a picture of your face using your phone's camera, and then you upload it to the Hasbro site. You pick your action figure, and in about 2 weeks, your lookalike action figure will be delivered right to your house. Hasbro says they're able to deliver it so quickly because your action figure is 3D printed. Isn't that something? It's coming out this fall. The figure will cost $60 a pop. And the action figure, it's not big. It's only 6 inches tall. But, you know, on the way to the studios today, I saw a Star Wars action figure in a Corolla. Yeah, think about that. It was a toy Yoda and a Toyota. Yeah, I know. All right, number two, save your money because football's on the way. And get ready to pay more in streaming services. The NFL is going to launch its very own streaming service before the upcoming 2022 season. It's going to be called NFL Plus, of course, and it's going to debut, they say, with preseason games in early August. And guess what? It's not going to be free. Yes, NFL Plus is going to cost at least $5 a month. And for that, you get access to just about a lot of, not all, just many of the NFL games. Probably the talk shows and live games on your phone or tablets. Those are the same games that you'll be able to see on your local television for free. They say until now, various carriers and Yahoo, they were streaming the games, but those deals are over. Now, this does not include the NFL Sunday Ticket. That's going to either be on Amazon, Apple, or ESPN Plus. Yeah, you're going to need a subscription to that. Boy, watching football is really expensive. Number three, I really wish they had this when my son Ian was a baby. Do you remember those sleepless nights when you just had that infant? Hard times for me. I mean, I would work all day, and then I'd take care of Ian overnight. But I remember just one night, I had like ABC News overnight on, which is like the worst program in the entire world. And I'm up with Ian, and I looked at him, and I said, like, you have got to go to sleep right now because I need to go to work because if you need diapers, I need to work to pay for the diapers. And he looked at me and he closed his eyes and he went to sleep. I was like, maybe that's what I should have been doing all along. Anyway, there's a company called Owlet. It's been around for some time and they make tracking socks that you put on the babies, but they had to pull the product from store shelves. Why? Because the socks track the baby's heart rate and oxygen level and then would give an alert if either went down too low. And the reason why it had to be pulled is because it's a medical device, and it really should have been approved by the FDA. But now they're out with new socks. Listen to this. these socks that you put on your baby. Use artificial intelligence to decipher sounds coming from the baby's room to let you know whether or not the baby is truly crying. It includes a camera in the package so parents can get a video clips of any sound and movement as it happens, and you can watch it on your phone. And also, these socks tell you when the baby is really starting to go to sleep. It's called the Owlet Dream Duo. It's not cheap. You get a set of socks with the camera. It's $439. Number four on our list of things you need to know, dust off that old laptop or PC, because as you know, if you've been around tech for any amount of time, planned obsolescence is just a problem in technology. There's always something better, something faster, something smaller. But some great news for those older laptops and desktops. There's a free operating system from Google. It's called Chrome OS Flex. I've talked about it here on the show. It's a version of Chrome that you can use on a laptop or desktop computer that's not a Chromebook. Now, I will tell you on the onset, it doesn't have all the bells and whistles of a Windows PC or a Mac. Just think of it as a snazzy web browser that doesn't take a lot of overhead to work. Now, the system requirements are really basic. You need an Intel or AMD chip, 4 gigs of RAM, 16 gigs of storage, and a USB drive. So basically, here's how it works. You just visit the Chrome OS Flex website to make a bootable Chrome OS installation on a USB drive. And then once the OS knows it's going to work on your laptop or PC properly, then you can fully replace your old computer's OS that doesn't work with this Chrome OS. Now, the reason why I bring this up is Google just came out this past week and said it works on over 400 different devices. They've tested it. So if you have an old laptop or PC, it's sitting there not doing anything, you might want to consider just loading this Chrome OS on it. It's absolutely free. If you need the steps on how to get it, install it, of course, you can find exactly what you need over on the website, komodo.com. And finally, last on our list at number five, Peloton is in the crapper. Yes. Don't get me wrong, I loved my Peloton bike during the pandemic. I was on that thing every single day, every single day. But now it seems like torture, like boring to me to get on the Peloton bike. I mean, the other day I went on, I tried one class with Cody and one class with Jessica, one class with Allie Love. I mean, really just like bopped in, bopped out, tried lane break. And I was like, this is dumb. I'm just going to go for a run. I want to go outside. And as it turns out, I'm not the only one who's over Peloton. I want you to listen to these numbers. It is astounding in what a difference a year makes. Listen to this. In the first 3 months of 2022, Peloton, they posted a net loss, let's just say $750 million. Okay. They had $965 million in revenue. All right. So they lost, let's just say, let's just round it up. They lost $800 million and they made, say $1 billion. Okay. So they lost $800 million and they made $1 billion. Okay. Now, listen to, oh my gosh, listen to 2021. Listen to this. The first three quarters of 2021, they made $1.2 billion and they only lost $8.6 million. Wow. Talk about a nightmare. This Q1 is even after they fired 2,800 corporate employees, about 20% of the total workforce. And by the way, as a parting gift, they gave them all a one-year subscription to the Peloton app at Severance. Even I wouldn't have the chutzpah to do that. Word out this past week, the Peloton will no longer be making and manufacturing their own fitness bikes, treadmills, and the upcoming rowing machine that they teased this past May. They say they're going to have third parties make all their gear, which means it's probably not going to be as great quality as it has been in the past. But if you want a Peloton bike, you should really check eBay because, you know, these bikes, $1,500, $2,500. And I think what's so funny is that they all here, I'm looking at them right now, Peloton bike, $500, lightly used. Peloton bike, barely used, $590. Peloton bike, never used, $660. Okay. I mean, so if you want a Peloton bike, prices are going to go down. But you can see that you can buy a lot of them on eBay. I think there's 134 Peloton bikes listed right now on eBay. And in other Peloton news, the CEO of Peloton is threatening to quit because he says he's tired of pedaling exercise bikes. Yes. All right, coming up in just a few moments, I'm going to tell you how you can get some free eBooks. We have Brand New or Not True, which is always a lot of fun, so you don't want to miss that. Our digital life hacks tip is really I think it's a lot of fun. I think you're going to like it. We're going to talk about how you can change the voices that you get out of your navigation system. And I've even recorded a whole bunch of tracks that now you can be using in your GPS. So then you can take me on your road trips. We have three top tried and true ways to get commercial quality photos from your videos and videos on your smartphone's camera. And then later on this hour, how you can be really careful, and you have to be careful about who's calling you, because scammers are getting, I don't know, really brazen lately. And of course, we have all of your phone calls, and you have me, Kim Komando.
Do you ever look at your bank balance and wonder where your money went? With all the subscriptions these days, it's easy to forget everything that you're paying for. That's why I use Rocket Money to do it for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. I used Rocket Money to save almost $500. Rocket Money gives me a clear view of my expenses. They will even negotiate to lower your bills by up to 20%. Just submit a photo of the bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Kim. That's rocketmoney.com/Kim, rocketmoney.com/Kim.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, if you have a question for me, I'd love to get them. And maybe you're just a little too shy. You don't want to speak in front of, I know, millions and millions of people. I get that. Just head over to komando.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim, and you want to fill out that form. I'm the only one that reads those notes, by the way. And I'll answer your question here on the show. Maybe one of the tips, or maybe some content on the website, good stuff like that. So again, komando.com, right-hand corner, email Kim. That's where the magic happens. Let's see. We have Chris in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. Hi there, Chris.
Hey, Kim. How you doing? Glad to talk
Fantastic.
To you. Love your show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you. So what's going on in Nashville that I can lend a hand to?
Well, I need some help with new computer purchase. I guess the short version is I work for myself. I have a home office, spend most of my time in my home office, and my main computer is a desktop, which I've had for several years. Keep my files on that, play with the cloud, but not a whole lot. And recently, like in the past year, I've started spending more time out of the office. Like, I've got a laptop that I have kind of inefficiently use Dropbox to, you know, share files with myself, kind of for the rare times I was out of my office on a trip or a meeting. But that's happening more and more. And at the same time,
thank goodness, because we're not stuck in the house on the couch anymore, right?
Exactly. Oh, it's kind of nice. But so my desktop needs to be replaced, which has led me to say, okay, is it time to kind of blow the whole thing up? Because I don't know if I should. I don't want to just replace the desktop, which is, you know, that I wouldn't have a question. That's kind of easy. But then I'm going, okay, is this the time to kind of go to either one device or move everything into the cloud for two devices? Or I even had somebody who I didn't necessarily trust say, oh, you could just set up a home server and have your laptop go off of that. So I'm going, if I'm going to do more than just a random replacement, if I'm going to try to do something that, you know, lets me be the most productive going forward, then I get confused on where to start or what I should do. Yeah. In terms,
you know, what it is. Life. You know, because, you know, the way that it was working before probably worked fine, but now you need a tech makeover because your business, you know, your business has changed. The way your methodology has changed. Can I ask what type of business you do?
I'm in the music industry, but I'm on the business side. It's mainly finance and some artist management and consulting and those type of things.
All right. Well, I will tell you that last night I ran into one of the Beach Boys. And Bruce told me that I have a great voice and I should be a singer. But I said, no, I can't do that. So I'm just going to stick with talk. Just a little side note. Now, I'm not looking for management, but just saying. All right.
Okay. If you change your mind, let me know.
I will. Okay. The sun will come out. No, I don't think so. It's not going to work. I'm going to just stick with tech advice. I think I should just do that and not embarrass myself any further. So here, let me tell you how what I think might work for you. Okay. So number one, it's really great to have data multiple places. And you also want to make sure that it's all synced up. Because what you don't want to do is work on something on your desktop and then go to your laptop and it's not the same version. And you're like, okay, well, this is not working for me. Right.
Exactly.
And so when you have everything in the cloud, and so you're going to have it on your same data will be on your desktop and your laptop, and it'll be in the cloud, and so that everything is all synced up. Okay, the what we use for that is we use Google Drive and Google Workspace, but you don't need to go into the whole Workspace mode because you're just a sole proprietor at this point. So what you're going to do, I'll write all this up for you, but just follow the logic with me if we can. Is you're going to install Google Drive for desktop on the office computer, okay? And then you're going to select all the files and folders that you want to have synced up in the cloud with Google Drive, okay? Mm-hmm. Then you're going to install the Google Drive desktop app on your laptop, and then you're going to select all the files and folders on your desktop that you want to sync with the laptop. And so essentially, you're going to have data in three different places, on both computers, and you're also going to have them in the cloud. And so what I'd like to do is we're going to write this up as one of our tips, okay? Because I'm sure other people have this same question. And This way you can approach it from a workflow standpoint first before we go buy the hardware. And then because buying the hardware is the easy part. This is the tough side.
Exactly.
This is the tough side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody can buy a laptop and anybody can buy a desktop computer, but making it all work for you is just a whole other story. So we're going to write that up as a tip of the day. So if you don't already get our tips, head over to commando.com/subscribe. Once again, commando.com/subscribe. And Chris, thanks for not laughing at my singing. I am. Stay right where you are. Brand New or Not True is coming up. You don't want to miss.
Do you ever look at your bank balance and wonder where your money went? With all the subscriptions these days, it's easy to forget everything that you're paying for. That's why I use Rocket Money to do it for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. I used Rocket Money to save almost $500. Rocket Money gives me a clear view of my expenses. They will even negotiate to lower your bills by up to 20%. Just submit a photo of the bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Kim. That's rocketmoney.com/Kim, rocketmoney.com/Kim.
All right, it is time to play Brand New or Not True. It's America's national radio game show sensation where you can play along and guess, is it brand new or not true? Every week, thousands of new gadgets and apps and websites and smart this and smart that are announced in the tech world. I see them. And then that's when I came up with this idea, like, could we make a game show out of this? And we have. And I totally make up the products. So two are real, one's fake. Two is real, one fake. And you'll notice that no product names are given because it just makes too easy for someone, not you, of course, just to Google search and say, I'm a winner, like looking up today's Wordle answer. No. Now, I know a lot of people want to play Brand New or Not True because that's how you get the prize. And the prize is the much coveted Kim Komando Show fanny pack. And if you'd like to be a contestant, you can always email us out on the website. And this week, our special guest contestant is Diane in Austin, Texas. Hello there, Diane.
Hey, Kim. How are you?
Great. And so what do you do in Austin, Texas?
Well, I am a mom and a pharmacist.
Oh, a pharmacist. That's great. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So what made you want to become a pharmacist?
Well, my dad pretty much was kind of not healthy all of his life, and I guess it was kind of one of those things where I know medicine's helped him live long.
Oh, you know, that's sweet. That's a great reason to get into a wonderful profession. Okay, so I'm going to tell you about three products, and it's up to you, Diane, to select which is the real product, okay? You ready?
Got it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to start with product number one. We have Apple Watches, Fitbits, Garmins, and other wearables, but there's a new wearable that's completely different. It's a gadget, Diane, that only does one thing. It keeps count of your social media followers, and it's being marketed to just creators and influencers and wannabes. So the wearable pairs with your phone, and you set up through an app, and you give it access to your social media accounts. It works with all the big ones, LinkedIn and Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and TikTok. Now, on the wearable's basic LCD screen, you have a small line-by-line indicator of each social media site. You see the site's logo with a number. That's the magic right there. The wearable vibrates anytime you get a new follower. And there's an option to get a vibration when someone unfollows you, but that would be too much of a downer. And it's $199 plus a $5 monthly fee. Second product, Diane. Do you remember when, I don't know if you're old enough, you remember when people would carry like boom boxes on their shoulders and blast their music? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It's back, kinda. Welcome to the future. You can have your boombox follow you around. It's on wheels. It looks like a small carry-on suitcase with wheels, complete with powerful speakers and lights and sensors and cameras and Bluetooth and, of course, Wi-Fi. Just download the app, you pair it, and you set up Follow Me, and then it's tethered to your phone via Bluetooth and tags along in conjunction with all these cameras and sensors. And this way it doesn't run over people and bump into things. It works best on flat surfaces, by the way. No stairs, no sandy beaches. Now, along with a programmable LED lights that move the music, you have karaoke mode. So imagine that I could be walking down the street singing. Nobody would be around me because I have such a bad voice. I'd have to do it alone. Let's see, $269 for that bad boy. And finally, product number three. When is a trash can no longer a trash can, Diane? When it's a smart trash can. Gone are the smells in your kitchen from stinky trash. No longer will you have to pull the bag out. I know it's such a job. Nobody else in the house can do it but me. Tie it up and put a new bag in the can. This new trash can is engineered to seal and change trash bags for you. It's actually kind of cool. You wave your hand. We have that to open trash cans. But this is the difference. When the bag is full, you press a button on the side. And then the bag is tied automatically with sealing technology. And then once the trash is removed, a brand new bag made of 100% recyclable materials takes the old one's place, and then the cycle begins again. It just works, because otherwise the can would be rubbish. $119. Okay, so, yeah, it's a tough week, Diane, I know. And I know you want the fanny pack, so you got to pick the right one, okay? So product number one is like the wearable that tells you about your social media followers. Product number two is that boombox Bluetooth speaker that will follow you around. And then product number three is the smart trash can that will seal itself up and all that other good stuff. So, which is the real product?
Okay. As much as I would love three to be true, I don't think it's three. But I'm hoping it's not one, because, I don't know, that's just kind of too much for me. So I'm going to have to go with number two, the boombox.
Okay. So, judges, Diane has selected number two, the Bluetooth speaker that follows you around. What do you say? Oh, Diane.
You see, with a wave of your hand, Tonu's lid automatically opens. But most impressively, this trash can's secret weapon is an innovative sealing technology that seals the bag for you. So you can simply toss the trash without having to look at the mess or smell yesterday's leftovers. Then it's smart enough to close itself up and automatically pulls a new bag.
It does that. It's a smart trash can. And it's $119. I will tell you, it's not a big trash can. It's one of those little ones like you'd have in your office. And so that was like, that was the downer for me. I'm like, okay, because I don't know what it's like in your house, but I think I'm the only one who knows how to take the trash to the trash can. I mean, I'm the only person who knows how to do that in this house. The only one.
Yes. But, yes. I just told my son to do it, and it's still there.
Okay, it is. Okay. Or I was like, you know, Barry would say, you know, I'll get to that. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All
I love
right.
that during the summer.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll get to it.
I'll get to it. Well, I'm sorry you didn't win, but we'll send you a Kim Komando Show fanny pack just because, played along. You're a great guest.
Well, thank you.
All right, so how can I help you?
So I have a daughter who's going to be a senior in high school, and she has some challenges with learning different things and different ways of learning. And she asked me over Christmas to get her a digital wall planner, like something like Google Calendar for your wall. The digital wall calendar, what I'm looking for, So my daughter has some learning helps her to feel like in center. It's something that I thought, you know, a Google Calendar, but you put it on your wall.
Yeah, okay. I understand where you're going. So, so the whole idea is that she'd be able to look up and see all of her assignments when they're due?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. All right. And, you know, if it's interesting because, you know, gosh, probably 10 years ago, I'd be like, oh, my gosh, it's going to be like $20,000. But now it's not,
right.
Believe it or not. Because what you can do is have an app that will interface with her Google Calendar. And you put the app on the TV and you just buy a TV. Or if she already has an existing TV, you can do it that way. Like there's an app called Mango and it's like a couple of bucks a month. And it works on Amazon Fire TVs. And so you can pick up an Amazon Fire TV. They're relatively cheap. They're, you know, you can buy them for like $200-$300. Because she doesn't need a big screen. You know, she doesn't need one of those 81-inch screens. She just needs like a basic calendar that she can see. And then it automatically gets updated anytime that she will update her calendar. So that this way, whatever she sees. And what's also kind of cool, though, it's not just your calendar. You could actually put the weather and the date and some other things alongside. Even like a to-do list that is outside of the calendar. So I'm going to put some links together for you on how to do that, as well as with some TVs. I mean, it's not just Mango. There's another one called Yodek, but I think that might be a little bit too cumbersome. There is also a way that you can just use a Google app itself on the TV, and by setting the by getting into the settings and selecting the TV as the output. And so let me put together a couple links for you, and also a couple how-tos, and I'll put those inside the Commando community. So if you go to commando.com/community, anytime I say it's in the community, that's where I mean, commando.com/community. And then there's a Q&A forum right there, and I'll put some links there. And Diane, again, thank you for playing along. And I really appreciate your honesty about why you became a pharmacist. That was really a sweet, sweet story. All right. This is a great life hack. This is one of these things that you are going to go, wow, I never even knew that I could do this. Because you know how you can get like different voices on your navigation apps? And we're going to talk about the Waze app, W-A-Z app, right here, right now. And Waze is actually terrific. I mean, you know, of course, I know you can use Google Maps or Apple Maps, whatever it may be. But Waze gives you some additional things like where the speed cameras are, where the cops are hanging out, and where the latest traffic hazards are and good things like that. But they have some voices on Waze in particular. They have Sarah, Ben, and Jane. And then they have some celebrity voices like Boy George and Christina Aguilera. They have generic voices like the 90s pop star or boy band. And there are multiple languages to choose from in the Waze app. You can stick with English with a different accent. Let's try maybe Australian or British. There are cat and dog voices for your navigation. I tried the cat voice because I'm like, you know, what does a cat voice sound like in a navigation? It was like, so turn here. I mean, just a little bit of an attitude. So I decided that I was going to play a little prank, and I haven't yet done it yet, but where I'm going to fire up Waze into maybe Ian's car, Barry's car, and it's going to be my voice coming out. They're going to be like, whoa, how did that happen? You can also have your kids record. So it's really simple. So in this tip, we're going to tell you how you can make Waze use the kids' voice, your voices, which, by the way, if you're using the kids' voices, what a fun time this on a road trip. Or you can use my voice. That's right. So I laid down all these tracks. And so that this way I can be in the car with you. Here, just take a listen. We're ready to roll. Drive safe. In a quarter of a mile, turn left at the roundabout. Take the first exit in 1 mile. Crash reported in 800 meters. You've arrived. You done good. Yep, that's right. So you could have me as your voice in the Waze app. And in case you're wondering how to do that, just head over to commando.com for the link and all the instructions. I mean, it's better if you have me. I mean, because you don't want Bono from U2 as your voice for the Waze navigation app, because the streets have no names and you still will never find what you're looking for. So for direct links to all this, you can Google search over at commando.com, or you can go to the link that says Kim's Show, and we'll have it right there for you. Hey, stay right where you are. We have, let's see, coming up, we've got some ways to get commercial quality photos and videos from your camera. We have a scam to tell you about. If I can squeeze it in, I'm going to give you some tips about some free ebooks here on the Kim Komando Show.
Do you ever look at your bank balance and wonder where your money went? With all the subscriptions these days, it's easy to forget everything that you're paying for. That's why I use Rocket Money to do it for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. I used Rocket Money to save almost $500. Rocket Money gives me a clear view of my expenses. They will even negotiate to lower your bills by up to 20%. Just submit a photo of the bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Kim. That's rocketmoney.com/Kim, rocketmoney.com/Kim.
All right, Sandy in Atlanta, Georgia. Hi there, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Sandy. You're sweet for asking. What's going on and how can I lend a hand?
Well, I am mother of three and grandmother of seven. I have a lot of pictures. I am trying to put them all together so I can make some books and collages and different things. But the first problem is organizing them and getting them all in one place.
Yeah, that's a lot because you got a lot of photos, I'm sure. I have 26,000 last time I checked. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
So are you on Windows or Mac? What are you using?
Windows.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And have you tried any programs already?
Just the ones that are on there. But there's OneDrive. So I've got pictures. I've got copies of pictures, too, on OneDrive and then also in the just on the PC. So,
oh, yeah. Okay. So here, first of all, what we need to do is you need to – the first step is – and you don't need to write this down because I'm going to tell you where I can give you more information, okay? First step is that you need to get all the photos into one place, okay, into one folder, okay? And so if you have folders on Facebook, you're going to want to download them, and then the pictures that you have on OneDrive, that you're going to want to get them into just one spot on that Windows PC that will house all your photos. The next step is that we're going to use a duplicate finder program. So we're going to get rid of all the duplicates, okay?
Okay. And
so after we get rid of all the duplicates, that's when we need a pretty good program. Now, I like Adobe Photo Elements because I think it does a decent job at organizing. Yeah, there are better programs, but they're really made for professionals. But Adobe's Photo Elements is really sweet because you can create albums and it does smart detection and it does facial recognition. And then you can start making folders for each of the individual children, as well as you can start seeing where the photos, you took them on a map, and it has some other features. But the first step is to organizing your photos is always, let's get them wherever they're located, on all the social media, on your phones and on your tablets. I mean, because they end up in so many different places. And then once we get them consolidated into one spot, that's where we're going to be able to get rid of some of the duplicates. And then you're going to have to start calling. You're going to have to start deleting some. That I know you took five pictures of little Janie when she was sitting there. You only need the one good one, right? I mean, okay, if you want to keep them, you can. But it gets to be a little bit tedious if you start organizing. I found organizing photos a great task to do when I'm watching some series on Netflix because it's very tedious. So here's what I'm going to do, Sandy. I'm going to put a tip about how to organize your photos over inside the Komando community. We'll write that up for you. So head over to komando.com/community in the Q&A forum, and you'll find it right there. Okay, here's a true story of a real crime and a real victim. See if you can spot the victim's big mistake. She received a phone call on her smartphone from someone saying they're from Verizon. They said someone was trying to hack into her account, and if she would just provide them her username and password, Verizon would jump in and keep the bad guys out. The woman did. Yeah, the problem. You know, the caller wasn't really from Verizon. If it was from Verizon, they shouldn't need any of your personal information. You'll never get a legitimate call from anyone asking for your ID and your password. And by the way, the scammers bought $3,000 worth of phones on her account by her password. Stay right where you are. We have another hour coming up you don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Hey, thanks for listening to Kim Komanzo today. So reach over and give me a nice 5-star review. Yes, thank you. And thanks for listening.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.